Hi, Ines Lloyd.
Hi,
With Aaron, how can I help you?
Oh, hi, it's Marie Balmain already.
Hello, Marie. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. So I've had a look through what you've sent me, and I take it you've already ticked or not ticked the boxes because I can't untick or whatever. Right.
We've already ticked them, yes.
Right. So there's a bit about the correspondence address, and it looks like it's your correspondence address and not mine.
Okay, let me have a look.
It's quite far up the beginning.
Contacting you. So that's on the section two, contacting you. The only reason why our address is in there is because we're the law firm representing you.
Okay. Right, that's that one answered. And you've already appointed a solicitor called Naras something?
So
Right.
Nadia Yassin, that's our solicitor.
Okay. I've done the tick boxes. So, statement of core, setting one, question four. Don't know why I wrote that. Then there's number three. There's a box with nothing in it. Number four, nothing in it. Five, nothing in it. And number three is LOAINS. That's just a box with nothing in it.
Okay. So, are you talking about the section seven, section six, for your care settings?
It's number three, LOAINS, it says.
Okay. My bad. Yeah. So that is our letter of agreement. Is that not populated through to you?
No, it's just a blank box. Number four, CCLINS. It's just a blank box. And number five, CFAINS. Blank box.
Can you not click it and it'll open? No.
I've touched the screen, I've moved it up and down, and it's not working.
Right, okay. Bear with me and I'll have a chat to my IT department and
Right.
see what's going on there.
There's a wee bit more. So question 27, it's saying supporting documents.
Question 27.
That mean my passport and stuff.
Where I can see the supporting documents, it says, is it section three?
Yeah, question
Page
27.
twelve.
It's saying question 27.
Okay, bear with me.
And then it says, I've sent them or I'll send them at a later date.
Sorry, yeah, that's it. Yeah, let me just go back to that. That one there. Is that just gonna just that there? Yeah, so that supporting documents is that's just any documents required in regards to obviously, of course, your records, anything like that. It's just documents to support your time and care. That's
Right,
why
so
obviously with that being ticked, it's just we'll send them at a later date, which obviously just presenting them as evidence with your care settings.
right. So it's not me having to send you supporting documents.
No. So this is our sorry, your application form with our us acting for you. So we're the ones to submit them at a later date, not yourself.
Right. I was just a bit confused about that.
That's okay.
So basically, you've filled the whole thing in and ticked boxes that we've spoke about over the phone. Because if I can't get three, four, and five up.
The CCL, the LOA, and the CFA.
Yeah.
yeah, that's what I'm going to have a chat to my IT department about, because that's the letter of authority, the LOA, the conditional fee agreement with our percentage, and then just the client care letter, which is just basically like, this is who we are, this is what we're doing for you. So I'll get my IT department onto that right away, and if need be, I'll just send them separately in a different email.
Okay. And then how do I send my driving license and passport?
Excuse me. Do you have WhatsApp at all?
No. Sorry.
No. Okay. No, that's fine. Don't be sorry. Okay. So if you on a separate email I sent you was from it's called a welcome email as the subject. So if when you go to reply. Like you're going to go and type a new message. I'm just going to go and do that myself now.
Right.
So I can show you.
I'm just going to put you on live speaker and then try and do that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. So have you got to the reply section where you can start typing?
Right, I'll just give a minute for going to find that.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Right, I have found it.
Yep, okay. So
they put the Samaritans and emergency services on it.
Yep, that's it.
Right, so
if you click, so there should be three buttons on the bottom, which is a bin, a folder, and then
and
the arrow looking thing. Yeah, click reply.
So I haven't got the photos done yet, so I can't quite do that yet.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Reply. Mm-hmm. And then it'll say add photo.
Yep, so it'll say insert photo or video.
Right. Okay.
So when you click your screen, you've got your paste, select, and select all, and there's another little arrow. If your phone, if your settings are the same as mine, there's another little arrow, and it'll bring up more options that you can click. If you scroll down on the menu, it'll say insert photo or video.
Right. Okay.
And then once you've taken your pictures, you just attach them images, and then that'll come through to me.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks for that.
That's not a problem at all. I'll send them documents now separately to the other ones and just see if it pulls through, because I don't know why they're not opening for you. I've just sent you them now on a separate email, and just see if they work for you.
Yeah, and then it's still saying in a yellow box, 6 fields still required. So is that what's in those boxes then that you're going to send?
Where it says the signature is required in 6 fields, that's your signature to populate across all documents.
Right, and do you want my bank account details as well?
No. So we sort out the bank details and stuff like that for you to receive a redress payment later on down the line. We don't take nothing like that at this stage.
Okay. Right, I think we're all set because that new email has come in.
Yep.
With the ones that were missing. So we'll have a look through and then sign it.
Yeah, so no, that's fine.
6 fields still required.
What was that, sorry?
The 6 fields still required.
Yeah.
Does that mean that I've missed some things out?
No, so that 6 fields is your, excuse me, your signature to populate across the 6 documents.
Right,
All you'll have to do is on the document that you've got open where it says the 6, if you sign the part 1 and the part 3 on that one, leave the other 4, it should be 4 or 3, it'll go down to. Leave them because that's your conditional fee agreement, your client care letter, and your letter of authority. They're the documents that aren't opening for you on that email. Just sign your application form and then... And then obviously on the other email that I just sent you with the other three documents that you can't open, you can sign it, you can sign that on that one.
Okay, I'll give that a bash.
Okay, not a problem, Marie.
Thank you. Bye
now. No problem.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Cheers, bye now.
Bye.